Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Shake it up, baby.
Shake it up, baby.
Twist it.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Brian Moran is our guest, and Brian, is your website is smallbusinessedge.com. I got that right, didn't I?
You did.
And
you
can
follow me.
How about you on Twitter?
I'm at Brian Moran.
All right. And that's Moran.
Yep.
Brian with an I. Brian, recently you got a little controversial, didn't you? And by the way, young folks, send all your cards and letters and emails to Brian Moran. And what happened? What did you step into, Brian?
No, you know what? I wrote a blog post called "Fixing Generation Whiner," and
which is a play on Generation Y.
Right.
Which are the folks who are in their 20s, young, younger than 25, I guess it is.
Yeah, it's, I think the people born after 1984,
yeah.
I guess it is,
okay.
is Generation Y.
Right.
But, I listen to all of the things that are going on right now about the kids graduating college, having trouble finding jobs, and just the way that we've raised our kids. And I think the straw that broke the camel's back, or as I said in my blog, the straw that broke America's back was the young college graduate who was suing her school because she couldn't find a job. She was suing them for $70,000.
Yeah, I saw that.
Because she said they promised that that they would find her a job. And I just thought, this is just classic. It's, she's going to spend all this time, effort, and energy, turning around and suing a school because she couldn't find a job in one of the worst recessions since the Second World War, when she could be taking that money and maybe starting her own business.
Well, we could have, we have a right to have access to an education. We have a right to seek opportunity, but we don't have a right to those things. We're not guaranteed all that. We can seek those things. Once you get an education, what you do with your job situation is up to you and the economy. A lot of people are not having the same success in 2009 as they hoped they would have.
Yeah,
I'm not suing anybody about that. Are you?
No, my father. I told my father what I had written, and he said there was a great quote he remembers from 1969 in the Wall Street Journal. And it was no security is an illusion. All there is in the world is opportunity.
Yep.
And I think that is a message that and I hate to stereotype or to generalize any group of people. And I have some young people who work with my in my company.
Me too.
And they laughed when they read the post and they said, okay. Yes, we know people like that, and yes, maybe there are more people in our generation than in past generations who've, been handed out, given a lot of things by their parents. And it's funny, in the post, I blamed her parents as much as I blamed her for that situation, because I said they didn't let her fall enough, figuratively.
But is this the direction that our nation seems to be taking? I mean, is our government trying to move towards towards a world where we guarantee more things for people?
Well, I think, history, as much as history has a way of repeating itself, it also has a way of fixing itself.
Mm-hmm.
I would hope that the market corrects itself before the government has to step in and say, okay, I would hate to have the government become a helicopter parent, much the way parents have become helicopter, and they hover over their kids and, make sure that everything is fair and that, everyone gets a trophy. Even if you finished in last place, we're going to give you a trophy.
Yeah, a trophy for showing up is not good education for a child, is it?
No, because it's misleading. It's misleading. It's the world is not fair.
It's competitive, too.
It's competitive, and there are winners and losers, and there will be tears, and the tears need to be used as a catalyst for coming back stronger next time and for trying harder and for not wanting to lose the next time around. If we take that element away, that is what has made us uniquely...
That's where the entrepreneurial spirit resides.
Absolutely.
And that is what is uniquely American. More than any other nation in the world, is the entrepreneurialism in our DNA,
and the opportunity, the opportunity to go from nothing to the top of your business or your chosen profession,
and to do it on your own. People can help you, but basically you do it on your own.
Yeah, and so I would like to that's a message that I would like to continue to get out. We're going to be doing a number of seminars this fall. We're going to be doing a business boot camp with Urban Success.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the message that I want to get out, that you know what? Don't look for handouts. Don't look for somebody to pay your rent, light, and heat. What you should be looking for are opportunities to start and grow your business.
From the wisdom of Brian Moran, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it right here on the Small Business Advocate Show. SmallBusinessEdge.com, can they find your blog and all your publications there, Brian?
You can, yeah, Brian's blog, right?
Check it out, folks. Go to the blog and comment on Brian's post there. You got a lot of controversial airtime over that. Hey, Brian, thanks for being here. Thanks for the wisdom.
Sure, Jim, it's a pleasure.
We'll see you next time. Brian Moran, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break, 29 after. Right back with legendary investor Jim Rogers right after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.